And if you live with that in the forefront, I can leave life right now. Let me do this. Let me live today as if it is the last day.
The first and best victory is to conquer self. Welcome to the Conqueror Approach, a journey of self-mastery. To cultivate our mind, body, spirit, financial literacy, and allow our light to shine upon the world. Brought to you by me, your host, U.S. Navy submarine veteran and entrepreneur, Musa Mikel. Let's conquer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me on the Conqueror Approach. If this is your first time listening, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe or any major podcast platform. Today, I want to talk about living fully without any regrets. And I want to start off with a quote by the Dalai Lama, which resonated with me deeply. And it's been in my journals and planners for the last few years. And it was when the Dalai Lama was asked what surprised him most about humanity. And he answered man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. He then sacrifices his money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future, he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die, and then dies having never really lived. And when I read that the first time, I've read it over and over and over, almost daily for the last several years, especially when I was on the submarine, because that was the one thing I didn't want to do. I didn't want to die having never really lived, or just be so worried about the future that it took me out of the present moment. Being so concerned of something that is not even here yet, that I can't even control, and oftentimes is made up because most of fear is illusion, I couldn't even control that. And I was allowing it to take me out of enjoying right now. I was always worried about something, and always stressed about the next task, the next thing, that I couldn't actually enjoy what I was doing. And that was something I didn't want. And I wanted to change that. And that's why I started reading more about having the emotional intelligence of understanding what you can't control and what you can. The quality of our lives is dependent on the quality of our emotions. If we're constantly in an anxious state, that's the quality of our life. It's just anxiety, it's fear driven, and it's reactive. What we focus on ultimately determines our feeling. Once we have that feeling, that determines our behavior. Our behaviors determine our actions, and then our actions obviously determine our results. And I want to take control of my focus instead of focusing on what was out of my control, what could have been, like all these worries, all these negative thoughts that come into my mind. Life is a dance between what we fear the most and what we want the most. Les Brown says life is a fight for territory. Once we stop fighting for what we want, what we don't want takes over. We don't experience life. We experience what we focus on and the meaning we attach to it. And because I was focusing so much on things outside of my control, that's what I was experiencing, because I was attaching meaning to that. Like, I have to do this before this. I have to do this right now. I don't know what's going to happen. All these thoughts of things that really couldn't control, because what I can control is how I'm being right now and not what's going to happen tomorrow, because tomorrow is uncertain. Marcus Aurelius said, we only live in this indivisible moment. What's past is already gone, and the future is uncertain. I believe that with having the vision of where we really want to go, what we really want, we picture ourselves doing something much different probably than what we're doing now. And if we're doing everything that we envisioned ourselves doing and are capable of doing, then that's great. There's always more. Ed Milet tells a story of when he dies, he believes everything that we could have been, the highest potential of ourselves, we're going to meet at the end of life. And he wants to be as closest to that person as possible, meaning he wants to keep growing and keep achieving and keep being everything he was meant to be on this earth. Everything God expected him to be. He wanted to show up after he is dead as that person and not look back and being like, this is what you should have done. This is all you were capable of doing, and you did not create that because you were in a state of fear or worrying about the future, and you never took the action necessary to get closer to your goal or your dream. Be clear what you really want. I was very clear what I really wanted. That gave me the courage to take the next step. And it's hard to see. I couldn't really picture myself being a famous speaker or a famous author without taking the first step, because it's gradual. Growth is a process. It's a journey, right? This is the reason I made this podcast, because it's a journey of self-mastery. No one wakes up one day and is master. No one wakes up a black belt in martial arts. You have to go through the ranks. You have to develop the skills, but that requires us to put the work in. This is hard for us because a lot of times we have all these inputs of what we should be doing, what we need to be doing, what success looks like, what happiness looks like. We don't actually listen to how we really feel. Honing in on what your gift is and sharing that with the world. What brings you alive is what you should be doing on a daily basis. You shouldn't just wake up and pay bills. Les Brown said something that really sparked me to take action with my life. He said, you weren't born to work for a living. You were born to live your making, and from living your making, you will make your living. And that really resonated, because now my whole idea before starting this podcast and writing and all these things was I had to have the financial security before I can even start writing or making a podcast or having all these things. I needed a certain amount of credibility. I needed a certain amount of success financially. And all that stuff is BS, because it's not true. It is not true. It's all the limiting beliefs start coming in, which makes you fearful. I was sitting in a lot of fear before creating the podcast, before creating anything. That fear kept me from taking action. It stopped me from actually starting until I really faced it head on and tried to identify, why am I feeling this way? How do I really need to feel, and how do I really need to be so I can start taking the actions necessary to get closer to where I really want to be? Everything else I could feel was not in alignment. It didn't wake me up with energy to do. I was not using any creativity in my life before. It was just doing what I thought would make the most sense to have success, but it wasn't really bringing me alive. It wasn't really fulfilling me to do what I really want. And that's so common with people. There's so many things that we can be doing and creating, and we don't, because of fear. And we're not taking those steps. We're not taking those actions. We live in scarcity and fear that we don't even want to take the steps, because we're afraid of we're not going to make it, or we're not going to have the money to support ourselves, or we're not going to do these things. So we create all these stories. We develop a story that's oftentimes BS that prevents us from actually going after it, from actually living in the moment. And that is a fear-driven story. It's a story that it's not going to work right now. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the support. I don't have this. I don't have that. You have everything you need to create everything you were meant to create. You have everything you need. You're fully equipped to share your gift with the world. Now, the story that's stopping you from doing it is the only obstacle, because everything else is made up, and it's made up from a fearful state. It's made up from being in a state of anxiety, and that state is what prevents us from actually taking the steps to create. And then at the end of our life, we look back regretful that we didn't do everything we wanted. Like, what would die with you if you were going to die today? What would die with you? What gifts, what dreams, what books, what businesses, what nonprofits, what organizations, what change, what contribution, all these things that you have the ability to make a ripple effect that is much greater than you, to impact people's lives, in which they will go and impact other people's lives just from something you created. We settle because we don't want to take the chance. We don't want to go through the process. Every black belt was once a white belt. And that white belt didn't know anything. And he got beat up every time. In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, when you're a white belt, practically everyone beats you up. Unless they're more junior white belt than you. If you go against a blue belt, a brown belt, a purple belt, a black belt, you are going to probably lose and get beat up and tap out or get submitted. But that is part of the process. You have to go through those. You have to get beat up by the more experienced people in martial arts so you can learn and prevent those things from happening in the future. You have to learn the skills. You have to learn how. You have to get in shape. You have to learn all these moves so you can start implementing them. And then now you get over many years, you can become a black belt. And then there's many degrees to that also. So it's even the black belts are still learning. Even the black belts haven't mastered everything. They learn from other black belts. You're always in a state of learning. And what really is a must for you to accomplish before you die? What is that that you really, really dreamed of accomplishing before you die? Because at the end of the day, the Stoics say memento mori, which is remember, I'm going to die. It's the philosophy of just keeping your death at your forefront, that you never know when you're going to die. Tomorrow's uncertain. So what you wanted to create, the dreams that you wanted to create, you're not going after. But what if you died? Then you let that dream die with you. Memento mori, remember I'm going to die. Marcus Aurelius said this. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. So if you could leave life right now, and that always keeps you with a sense of urgency, in a sense, that I could be creating what I want to create right now. If I died today, at least I would know that I'm giving it everything I can. And something out of my control is taking my life from me, right? You could leave life right now, let that determine what you do, say, or think. Don't wait for something out of your control. Life is too short. It's too precious. Your gift is too special. It's too unique. You're only one of one. Nobody has your fingerprints. Nobody has your gift. No one has that dream that's in your heart. So why not go create it right now? Because you can leave life right now. You never know. And if you live with that in the forefront, I can leave life right now. Let me do this. Let me live today as if it is the last day. If you knew you were going to die today, you wouldn't waste a single moment on trivial things, on the minutiae. You would live it fully. You would go after, you would tell people how you feel. You would go after your dreams because at the end of the day, you have something that can save lives. If you had the cure to cancer, you would tell everybody about it. You would do everything you can to create a system where you could give it to people, you can tell people, you would tell the media, you would tell your friends, you would tell social media, you would do all these things because you have something special that may save lives. That is the same with your gift. It can save lives just by having experienced it, by hearing your story, whatever that is, it could change people's lives the same way, just in a different form. So with that, live fully. I love you. Have a great day. Please subscribe, share this with people. Much love.
That is all for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you found any value in this episode, someone you know will also. Please share, subscribe, leave a rating and review so we can reach more people, have a farther ripple and a larger impact. Stay grateful. I appreciate you. And remember, you are a conqueror.